Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm a little sick, but I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I just got over that. I got sick on Friday. I have no idea where it came from, but my nose was clogged on Friday, and all of a sudden I got a fever on Saturday. I'm like, what is going on?
No.
I'm finally over it today. It took like 4 or 5 days. I feel so much better, but it's been crazy. But, you know, at least the weather's nice, right?
Yeah, yeah. I guess we can just count on that one.
I don't know what people are talking about. I love global warming.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that, really. You know, a lot of people say a lot of things, so I just know that the weather, it is nice weather. It's nice and warm. I'll give you that one.
50 degrees. I don't know where you guys are at, but we're
in California.
So oh, shut up. I don't even want to hear it. I was in California. You're killing me. Yeah. Yeah, well, today's 50 degrees. This is a nice day in New England, in Boston.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, the last couple of days, it's been like 46 and 50 degrees, so we'll take anything we can get here. We haven't really had much snow here. And last year, I don't know about you guys, but I heard some flooding, but last year we didn't get a lot of snow during the winter, and it rained the entire half of April, half of May. It rained all of June and all of July, every single day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We had some serious flooding here. It was really bad. People's highways were falling in. People's cars were falling in their garages, and their houses were falling over. It was pretty bad.
That does sound terrible. Wow.
But I know you guys had a problem in California with that. A lot more
yes.
than just that. You guys are worse than we are.
Yes. So not all of us, but in some areas, like Ventura County, I know got it pretty bad. Like Palm Springs here. Well, I'm all saying a bunch of cities. You probably don't know of them. But
I went to California quite a few times. My brother-in-law was stationed. He was a Marine, and he was out in Alameda, and then they moved to Napa Valley. So we've been everywhere, San Francisco, Napa Valley, San Diego, all those places.
Oh, nice.
But,
okay.
I know the weather out there is beautiful. As soon as you said California, I was like, don't even say anything.
We don't even know anything about snow over here.
Yeah, yeah. And if it ever snowed there, these guys would be in some deep shit over there.
Yeah, which I think last year it did happen. It snowed more than normal in Big Bear, and roofs of people's houses were caving in because of all the weight. It was pretty crazy. Yeah, there was people that were stranded in their house. They couldn't get out for like 2 weeks. It was really, really bad.
Wow, I never even, yeah, because your houses are not built like we build them over here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, the structural is way, way different than it is in California. Yeah. Wow.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
So what did you guys get, like a foot? What did you get, like a foot of snow or something?
No, there was. Okay, so I think Tahoe. I don't know exactly how much, but I know Lake Tahoe area where they have the little ski lifts. The snow was all the way to the top of those.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's,
look it
that's
up.
A lot of
it,
snow.
It was yeah. We got a ton of snow last year, snow that we have not seen, and I don't think really ever. So yeah, if you look it up, there's a bunch of videos, and there's people. There had to be people taking food and taking medicine to the people that were stranded in their houses, because they couldn't get out. It was.
Oh
bad.
My God! How long did it take to get all those people out of there? A couple of months.
No, I think it took 2 weeks for everybody to be at least being able to come out of their home. People had to go volunteer to try to get the snow off of people's houses and the roads. And then when all the snow started melting, like there was just flooding going down the streets.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
You guys must have been livid. You must have been like, oh my God. Well, that's what we deal with over here. When we get a really big storm here, Usually it's around, I want to say between like 12 and like 24 inches. And
oh, wow.
I want to say probably around a couple of years ago, we got one storm after another 1 year. I think we got like the whole season. I think we got like 5 feet of snow altogether, or 6 feet of snow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. And we only had like five storms throughout the whole year. So we had one that was 18 inches, one that was 24 inches. And it sucks. You got to shovel all that crap, man. I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people have snow blowers, but still, when it starts to become that high, there's no place to put the snow anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was happening. There was like 10 feet walls of snow from trying to get all the snow on the sides. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
But
yeah.
But anyways, I did kind of look over the notes that Tara did leave me as well. So just so I can kind of understand correctly, so you've been doing this already for 39 years, is that correct?
Yes.
Well, congratulations, first of all. That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, I really wish I wasn't that old.
How has it been going so far? I mean, what have you been doing for marketing? How do you get new clients?
So I had just spoke to her. So I just got through doing a job that lasted me a year at a customer's house out in Littleton, Mass. And that was a 49-mile drive in one direction every day. And
okay.
I was there for a year. I started February 2nd last year, and I just finished February 10th this year.
Oh, nice.
And it was a good job, you know, and I was there every single day. As long as I was getting paid every single week, I didn't care. But I haven't worked since the second week of February, February 10th. And I put my ad in on Google, and Angie's List called me. And I was like, you know, let me try this and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And they charge you $280 for the year, and then they charge you by the lead. And I thought they don't tell you a lot of things during this thing, but the lead that they send you, I just got my first lead was $65, right? But tell you that they send the same lead out to everybody in the area. It's not just you. It's all the carpenters. And now you have to fight to get the job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just spent $65 on a lead that I thought was pro bono, and you're telling me you sent that same lead out to like 20 other people? So I'm still competing. And the last three jobs they sent me were all crap jobs. And I think what happens is that they give all the shit jobs to the new people that are coming in, and all the good jobs, and the people that have been with them for a long time get all the good jobs. So I think they've been sending out all the good jobs to the people that are, you know, veterans in their business, and then giving everybody that just started all these shit jobs. And they're charging you money. Whether you take it or not, you still have to pay.
Yeah.
So The last four that I got, I couldn't even do the jobs. Three of them had nothing to do with my business, and I had to pay for them. And this last one, one guy I could go see tomorrow, and I'm like, there's got to be an easier way. I'm not making any money, and it's just going out the window.
Yeah, that's not good. You know, you're not the only person who's complained about Home Advisor Angie's either. It's terrible.
It's absolutely terrible. They need to do like a pro bono. If you're going to pay them money, they should send that lead directly to you. And then if you don't take the lead, then send it to somebody else. Not that you send that same lead out to everybody, and then you all show up at this guy's house and there's like 10 contractors there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main complaint that they have. I don't know if you did a little bit of research on that company, but they were just sued by the Federal Trade Commission for like $7.2 million for like lying to their customers about lead quality. So
the lead is terrible. And they didn't even tell me that, you know, if they told me at the beginning that they send that same lead out to everybody else, I would have never gave them the money for the yearly fee. And it's non-refundable. Mm. So right now I've already had four leads. And none of them are mine. If I say no, I decide I'm going to back out. They just made all that money off of me, and I can't get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's crap. I thought that they were a good business, but, you can never judge a book by its cover, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's terrible. That's pretty much what you get when you deal with a directory as well, though. That's what it just sucks, really. Our company, I mean, we work completely different than that. We work with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we close out the category. What that means is that we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. There's no sharing of leads, nothing along those lines. Now, we do that with first page placement on Google. Now, I do want to ask, I mean, I would assume because you already finished the job and you started with Angie's, you are looking to get more work, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to verify, but the way that we work, so it's first page placement on Google. Now, I did kind of see the notes of what Tara put. Did you already submit your business for a Google business profile?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. It's, I don't know, have you ever, well, I'm sure you have, but you search something on Google, like a restaurant or a business, and it pops up like a little profile, the name, hours that you're open, how to call you, the directions of how to get there.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, it's a little the little boxes that go down the screen, yeah.
Yeah, so did you do that yet, or have you filled it out to verify your business or no?
Nope.
Okay. And let me see here. Now, do you have your license for your business or no license yet?
I have an HIC license and I'm fully insured.
Okay. And now, because I have under your business name, your name, what is your actual business name?
LaMonica Carpentry Solutions.
There we go. Okay. Okay, perfect. So that's what we're going to do for you first. It's going to have to be building you a Google business profile. And that's going to be so you can be found on Google because right now you're not popping up. Now, the other thing that we're going to do is put you on the first page, and that's going to be based off of all the jobs that you offer, so the services that you offer. You're going to get about 15 keywords. Those are going to be the jobs that you do, you know, carpentry, best carpenter near me, cabinet carpentry, any of those keywords. Anyway, so somebody has to do.
Yep.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about, the keywords, yep.
Yeah, perfect. So all somebody has to do in your area is look up one of the keywords, and your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google right there where the local map section is. So you're going to do first page placement. It's going to be on Google. We're going to do it on Bing as well. And we're also going to run Facebook ads for your business. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
I do. And my business is on my Facebook.
Perfect. So the way that we run ads is we retarget the same people who were already looking for you. So the same people who are searching for your keywords online, when they go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly. So we do target income levels, age groups, locations, all of that good stuff. Everything is tracked through a dashboard as well. You're going to be able to see that it is working for you. How many clicks, calls, the location these people are searching for your keywords from, all of that stuff. And price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. It's just a flat rate of $2.99 a month. And everything's included for that pricing.
$2.99 a month.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So can I do it month to month? If I do 1 month with you guys for $2.99 and it works for me, I'll stay with you. But if it doesn't, I can leave, right?
Of course. So there's no contracts. Now, I do want to say one thing, though. We do ask that you at least give us 2 months so we can prove to you that we can bring in work, because it's not like a flip of a switch and all of a sudden we do it. We do have to do the Google Analytics. Your Facebook ads, they're going to start working as soon as 7 to 14 days. And then for your first page placement, it takes a max amount of time of 30 to 45 days. Now, I don't see it taking that long on your end because I was able to find your Google business profile, which is great because that's typically what takes the longest. But we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. So that's why we do ask that you at least give us 2 months. But regardless, you're not on a contract. So you can cancel whenever you want.
Do I get any type of discount because I'm a veteran?
Yes, and I did actually apply that discount for you. We typically charge a setup fee of $99, so I actually took that off for you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I didn't even want to tell you. I saw Tara put down all that you know, you're a veteran. Thank you for your service, by the way. So I just immediately just took it off for you.
Yeah. 16 years, me and the guys still see each other, and we march every year in Medway. It's like 2 hours. So most of the guys in my detachment all live in, like, the West Coast of Massachusetts. Uh-huh. And every time we have to get together, I got to drive 2.5 hours to go and see them. I'm like, you think you guys can come down my way and have breakfast instead of me driving to your house, you know? But, we march every single year for Memorial Day. We all get dressed up in our...
Oh, wow.
And we all march. And we
That's
have World
nice.
War One, Two, and we have World War One veterans and veterans two in Vietnam and Korea. And we all march 5 miles in Medway. It's a good time to see all the guys, talk to the old timers and everything. Those old guys in World War II, you have no idea. My father was in Korea, and my father was there for 2 years. And a lot of people don't understand what these guys went through. My father never said nothing. You know, he made it home, but he never really talked much about it. But, you know, my father had 2 Purple Hearts. He was highly decorated, and he was in the Army.
Wow.
And I'm Navy, Special Forces. So it's just like, you talk to these old-timers, and they tell you about all of this stuff that they've been through. It's pretty amazing to hear that they actually came back.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know,
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to talk to the old-timers. I mean, I know a lot of people don't really care. They're like, oh, it's just the military, but...
No. I mean,
unless you're there, it's pretty scary when you're out there and you have bullets whizzing by your head. And you can hear, when the bullets are going by your head, you can hear the sound barrier break as the bullets go by. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, my uncle, he actually did 2 tours in Iraq, and he got injured. His hearing and his back, he has injuries from that. And he was in the Marines. He did infantry. But... Yeah, he would tell me a few stories. I wanted to go into the military, and he's like, don't do it. I was like, okay. Like, I just listened to him, you know?
Well, normally when the Marines get deployed, we get deployed with them.
I see.
Yeah. So it's the Marines and us it hasn't really been a lot, but, I mean, whenever you talk to your uncle, you tell him that you met a Navy CB. He'll know.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Yeah, a Navy CB, and he'll go, CBs? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we build and we fight. So the last 5 years, we've been doing, like, recon, infiltration, sweep and clears, convoy security, IED location. So, yeah, normally when they get deployed, most of the Navy CBs get deployed with them.
Oh, wow. I'll tell him next time I speak to him.
And the Marines are paid by the Navy, and you can tell him that. We bust their balls all the time. Yeah. They're like, hoorah. Yeah. So where were I got to tell you this quick story, and then we can get on to the business.
Last year, we were
marching, right? And we had 2 Marines in front of us, and they're holding the flags, and they're in their dress blues, and we're walking behind them with our digis, right? So... one of the guys, I think it was DeCoco, one of the guys go, you know, I almost became a Marine. And the guys are like, the Marines are like, oh, yeah. He goes, yeah, but I scored too high on the ASVAB. Everybody started busting out laughing. I was like, we were laughing so hard. The whole entire 5 miles we were walking, we were laughing. Oh, it was hilarious.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah, the Marines get their good shifts. My brother-in-law and my nephew was in Afghanistan, too.
Oh, so the whole family in the military.
My whole family. My father was Army. My grandfather was in the First World War. My father was in Korea. And then there's me, Navy. My brother-in-law was a Marine. My nephew's a Marine. And if we're not military, the rest of my family are all police officers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, it definitely all runs in the family. That's nice.
Well, yeah, we try to protect the innocent, but hopefully soon, by November, I hate bringing up that stuff, but hopefully by November, the country will become much better. with a new president.
You sounded like my husband over here. He's always talking about it, always about politics. And nothing against politics, but there's just so much to it.
Can I tell you, man, the president we have now destroyed our country.
Yeah.
Everybody in the military hates the president. And he's our chief. Can't stand him. And that's pretty sad that part of our country like that.
Yeah,
but it's,
absolutely.
Okay, so $299, can I pay for a month now and get started?
Yes. So while we were talking, I already put some information down. So let me make sure I have everything correct for you as well. So I would assume first and last name is Robert LaMonica, correct?
Yeah, so it's L-A and it's capital M-O-N-I-C-A.
Perfect. Yeah, I actually did put that down. I saw that on your Google business profile. So I got that down. Now, what is your email address?
Gmail address is, this is not going to go over well because I haven't made a business address ever because I've been working 39 years by word of mouth. So I've never really needed a business email.
Okay. You can use your personal. That's fine.
So I have two of them. Yeah. So don't rag on me. I'm a huge Marvel fan. I'm like a geek, but I'm a if you get on my bad side, I'll tell you. So I'm kind of geeky. I'm a huge Marvel fan since I was like 11 years old.
Okay.
I have one. That's my Hotmail address, and it's Thor. So I'm not going to give you that one.
Okay.
My Gmail address, which is another Marvel character, it's Wolverine. 0915@gmail.com.
Marvel fan it is, huh?
I'm a huge Marvel fan. I love Marvel.
Okay, I got that down. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, is this the number that you're going to want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, 781-815-0291.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Sometimes I forget my own freaking phone number.
It's okay. I forget my age all the time.
hold on. Let me go into me.
I'm seeing the phone number that we're speaking on right now. I'm pulling it up as 781-815-0291.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. And then
when we had beepers, I remember everybody's number by heart. I knew like 500 numbers off the top of my head. Now I get a cell phone. I don't remember anybody's.
You don't
number
know anybody's. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. Everybody's like that now. All right. And so company name, it's LaMonica Carpentry Solutions. I have address of 2 Goodridge Street in Peabody, Massachusetts, 01960.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Negative.
Okay, and what type of services do you want to be found for?
So I do basement remodels. I do kitchens. I'm trying to stay away from bathrooms because I've been doing so many of those, I can't stand it anymore.
Okay.
Attic remodels. I love doing kitchens. I got tons of pictures for kitchens. So kitchens, finish work, doors. I mean, you named a couple other ones. So you can put down like carpentry, kitchens. I do doors. I do framing. I can build shit. I mean, I can do everything. Everything like stairs, decks, anything that has to do with decks, I'm like the master at doing decks and kitchens.
You're gonna do really well with this program. On my people that do decks, they do great.
I last deck I just built was literally three houses up from mine. It was 28 feet long by 16 feet wide with two sets of stairs at 15 steps each.
Oh, wow.
I haven't even finished the deck. He didn't have enough money. He asked me to come back in the springtime and finish doing all of the composite, like all the white around the deck. He wants me to fill in the bottom with all lattice and everything, so I got to go back there again.
Well, at least, you know, they let you know that they ran out of money, not let you finish and then tell you that they don't have any money. I had a client like that a couple of days ago who said that he did $100,000 worth of work in somebody's home just for them to tell him when he was done that they ran out of money. Ridiculous.
When you do like $100,000, because I've built hundreds of houses since I started, and I built the last, I've been working in Medford and Everett, I probably built in the last 10 years probably about 150 houses. So,
oh, wow.
So when you're doing a big job like that, they need to itemize the payment on each part of the job. So say they do framing, right? After the framing's done, they get a check. And then after the sheetrock is done, they get a check. And then when the house is closed in and the roof and the windows and the doors are in, they get a check. When the electrician's done, they get a check. So every section, and then when the kitchen's done, they get a check. So if you do, you never have to worry about that person going, well, you took half up front, and then you just lost $50,000 out of your pocket for the last half. So if you do that, it's much easier not to run. If that person will look at their bank account and go, well, I can't finish the rest of the house because I don't have enough money. That's on them. They got 6 months after the permit is pulled to do it, or they have to reapply for a new building permit, and then once they get the money, or if they get a mortgage, to redo the house.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. So you don't get into those issues.
So many times when I was younger, I had a guy, I did a house for him, and it was like $40,000 kitchen. I took half up front, and at the end of the job, he owed me $20,000. And he's like, I'm not paying you. I don't have any money. I was like, what? And I what am I going to do, go inside of his house and tear his cabinet? I tried to get him the small claims court, and then he specifically claimed bankruptcy, so he couldn't get the money from him. I couldn't get the money from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What
so
a jerk.
That happened to me like 6 times, and the biggest amount that I got, it was $75,000 that this guy owed me. So, not to do that anymore, and I learned to do it every job. Every time you finish something, you get a check. And you get a check. And if you don't check, and that check doesn't clear by the end of the week, you don't do any work until that check clears. And if it never clears, you don't go back.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart. Yep. Good idea. And that's what you get with experience.
And what's your name?
My name is Laura.
Laura. Yeah, so, Laura, you're like, when you've been in this business for so long like this, you learn so much stuff and learn, try not to get screwed over. And a lot of people today, I'm not saying that it's everyone, but everybody wants something for nothing. And when you tell them a price, they want to go build a deck like that deck I just got through building, that was a $32,000 deck. The materials itself ran around $23,000. And then, you know, you tell that to somebody else, they're like, oh, I want a deck that's 20 feet long by 16. And then you give them the price. They're like, well, it's $25,000. Yeah. And then they're like, well, I only want $10,000. And then you're like, well, I can make you $1,000, I could build you an 8x8 deck, but you ain't getting a 20x6.
Exactly.
So, you know, people, like, everything's cheap. I'm like, the building materials here in Boston, I don't know how it is in Cali,
expensive.
The building in Boston are astronomical right now. One board, you know what Trex decking is?
I don't, no.
Trex decking is like 5-quarter decking. It's like 1 inch thick by 5.5 inches wide by 16 feet long. One of those boards $75 for one board.
Wow.
Imagine having to do a 28 by 16 deck.
Yeah. That's expensive.
And you have, you know, composite railings, you see white railings that people have, the white railings on their decks.
Yeah.
Over here in Boston, those run between $175 to $220 for 1 8-foot railing, and it does not include the hardware. The hardware is separate. That's another $35.
Dang. You ain't kidding. It's expensive.
It's expensive over here. And then you've got all the illegal coming in, which you guys know of.
Yes, we do.
You've got like 10 guys like doing roof. Like you see a lot of Guam Islands. You'll see like 20 of them up on the roof. They'll rip the whole roof off and put a new roof on in one day.
So true.
It's even worse because the Americans are hiring them because they're making money even though they're getting that job done really fast. And the Americans are hiring them and they're killing the economy for everybody else by hiring all these illegals. And they're not paying taxes. So now they pay cash, they're not paying taxes, and they're throwing that money away. And then, you know, they stay here for 6 or 7 years, and then they leave, and they go home.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really, the business here for doing any type of carpentry work is absolutely, it's really hard. Because there's a lot of people out there. We got a lot of Brazilians here who think they're carpenters. And nobody's doing anything up to code.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's bad.
It is.
That's
really bad.
I did want to, because I'm coming to, okay, so I don't think I told you, but you're going to get an onboarding call. So the onboarding call, they go into detail about your company info, make sure everything's correct, make sure we have everything to look the way that you want it to look. So it's typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like tomorrow, Thursday, or even Friday if need be?
Oh, wow. Wow, really? An hour long? Holy crap.
It's 45 minutes to an hour long. It can be shorter, but it really goes off of how many questions you have, because sometimes there's a lot of questions, so it can go that long.
We'll have to see how many questions I have. Okay. So we have to make a day for that?
I got to pick a date and time that works best for you. So when would be good?
What's today? What time is it? 4:19, not today. Maybe, what's tomorrow? What's tomorrow, Thursday?
Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Okay. Tomorrow, I have an appointment in the morning. Maybe tomorrow around 2 o'clock?
I can do that. Between 2 to 3. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll email you over the Google invite for that as well when we get off the phone. Also what I can include at no extra charge, it's up to you if you want me to add it, is a website. Would you like me to add one for you?
No extra charge?
No extra charge.
Our
conversation has been great.
I went to school for a web design, a long time ago when computers first came out, and I'm showing my age now. So back then, so it wasn't as, like now, you can go online, and they have these free websites. You can go to these free sites and get a website. But, yeah, that would be great. I would love to have my own website.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll add that as well at no extra cost. And then for specific target areas, what cities, counties, or zip codes do you want to get work at?
Oh, shit. Really?
I have here, Tara put in the notes that you want to do 10 mile, like it's a 10 mile radius, but no Boston, no Everett, no Somerville, and you go to Grier and Gloucester?
Gloucester. It's Gloucester.
Gloucester. Okay, thank you.
I'm supposed to say Peabody instead of Peabody. So, Gloucester. Guys. So around the area, like if you travel up 128 and there's like from here all the way to Gloucester, I don't mind going to Gloucester. So you, in between here, you have Gloucester. So you have Peabody, you got Danvers, you have, Beverly, you have,
Let me make sure I have all of these correct. So you said Beverly?
Beverly, yeah, like a chick's name, Beverly.
Oh, Beverly, perfect. Okay, Beverly. So I got down Beverly, and then what was the one you said before that?
Danvers?
How do you spell that?
D-A-N-V-E-R-S, Danvers.
Oh, perfect. Got it. Okay. Got that one. What's the next one?
If you go to Google Maps, right, and say you do like an 8-mile radius, it'll tell you when you open it up, it'll tell you all of the places. Let me see if I can do that now so I can tell you some places because you get really confused.
I can also do mile radius if it's easier because I know you're kind of mentioning a lot of them.
Oh, there's so many cities in that in the 10-mile radius. I'll be there for like a half an hour.
So then, sure, I can put down 10-mile radius. Is that how far you go out?
Yeah, that's, I do go out farther than that if somebody calls me and they're out a little bit farther. Because if you go to like, I don't mind going to Burlington, and Burlington's like 14 miles from here, but it's a straight shot down 128. So you can go to Burlington, and then you go to Waltham and this stuff like that. I don't mind going in that direction. Or if you head up 93 north, you can head to like Wilmington, Andover, Reading, and that's a little farther up, and I don't mind going there either. So there's
how
like
far are those cities?
Those are out around 15 miles from here.
15 miles?
Yeah.
Okay. So how about if I do like a 20-mile radius? Would that work?
Yeah. If the people call me and they're from like Somerville or something, I'll just tell them I'm busy.
Okay. That works. We can do that. And we can always change that too. So don't worry about that one. And then for your hours of operation, what I show now is Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 2, and Sunday closed. Is that correct?
Saturdays, I only put down 8 to 2. I'll take phone calls 8 to 2, or I'll go do estimates on Saturday morning 8 to 2. But I don't work on those days.
That's fine. You're going to be in control of what you do, but it just, as long as it shows that you're open so they can call you, that's really all that is on that end. Okay.
It's my motorcycle in the summer, and I go riding. I'm not home. Nobody bothers.
Perfect. Okay. And then for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
Let me check on that card.
Yeah, no worries. And in that card as well, is the billing also the 2 Goodridge Street?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on. I gotta check something real quick.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
I just had I got to call up Angie's, and I gotta get away from them because they're charging me so much money. They're killing me.
Yeah, you should pause. You can also pause them, by the way.
I did. I paused it already this morning when they were sending me all that crap. Pay for it.
Yeah, that company's junk. Really, I don't like it.
I can't believe they got sued for $7.2 million or billion?
Yeah, $7.2 million. They were sued. I think it was in April of last year is when it got concluded, the case. And I think, because I've heard from other customers that they're doing a class action lawsuit, they were contacted. So I don't know anything about that. I couldn't find anything online, but I have had a couple of my clients who have told me that not Angie's, but somebody contact them about doing a class action lawsuit.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm.
Contact me. It's S.
S as in Sam?
S as in Sam, but it's not Sam.
Okay. All right. So it just shows Robert S. LaMonica, correct?
And I'm going to call up Angie's List and get rid of them right now as soon as I'm through.
Yeah, we're almost done here. I'm going to send you everything through email and through text and just do the voice verification. What type of card are you using?
It is a MasterCard.
Okay. I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
All right. The numbers are 5156-7679-7960-4589.
I'm going to repeat it real quick. 5156-7679-7960-4589.
Correct.
And the expiration?
1026.
1026. And the security code?
541.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some company trying to scam you. You can pick three questions, and you can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember. You can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, my first pet's name.
Perfect. And what's the name?
Journey.
Journey? Like the band?
Journey. Like the band. Yep, that's where I got it from.
Nice.
That's a dog. I love her. I miss her so much. She died 8 years old from a blood disease, because we were feeding her a puppy chow, and then after we were feeding her, until she was like 3 or 4, puppy chow had a callback on all their food, and then when she hit 8 years old, she got some type of blood disease, and they say it might have been from the dog food, and she died.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That's so sad.
Yes, I have always... So she was a shepherd. She was beautiful.
Mm.
And then my Achilles, he was a king shepherd. He was long-haired. He was a beautiful dog. We had him, and he used to, when he started hitting around 5 or 6 years old, he started to growl a lot. And I'm like, why is he so? Maybe the kids are just, because I was with my ex at the time, and she had all the grandkids. She hated kids. And he used to growl all the time. And then he died at 8 years old from brain cancer.
Oh, that's sad.
From the food. So when my ex's daughter wanted to get another shepherd, I was like, you need to not feed this dog anymore. So what I learned from a little info for you, what I learned from the breeders, and I call breeders all over, even in Germany, never feed your dog any type of kibble. There's only 3 companies in the United States that make kibble, and it is all bad for the dog. All of it. There's so much crap in there that's bad for your dog. He said to feed your dog when you get a dog, to feed your dog raw. And I went to this guy's house, and the grandparents were still alive, and they were like 17, 18 years old for shepherds.
Yeah, and, wow.
So he feeds the dog nothing but raw. And he said, any type of kibble is really bad for your dog. My ex-girl, the daughter, she was paying for the dog because we got all black shepherd. And started feeding the dog raw, but she decided smoking pot was a lot more better, and she wanted to not feed the dog raw anymore because it was $80 a week. So she started buying more. Bought a $50 bag of food for the dog every single day. And then the dog got sick after like a month.
Oh, wow.
Really bad for your animal. It really is.
I'm going to do some research on that. I appreciate the info on that.
Dog apps, especially if it's a big dog. Most of the big dogs like Siberian Huskies, Shepherds, Rottweilers, Doberman Pinschers, and stuff like that, they don't really live a long life. They live through usually around 13, 14, 15 years old, depending on how you feed them and their exercise. But lately, we've been seeing the dogs only living to be around 8 or 9 years old. The guy I subcontract has a golden lab, and all of his dogs are dying of cancer. All of them. He feeds them kibble.
Terrible.
So, a little info for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm going to research that. So I appreciate the info on that. On our end, we're pretty much almost done. I'm sending you over right now a text message. It has our office line and my direct extension. I'll still be point of contact. I'm going to do the voice verification with you, and then I'm going to send everything through to you through email and through text message. So the voice verification, it outlines the service agreement, and it is on a recorded line. So for first thing, if you can please state the name of your business.
LaMonica Carpentry Solutions.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert LaMonica, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we will call you from that 877 number and also ask you that security question. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. And your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 27th of every month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you contact us 3 days before your billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to send you over a YouTube video as well. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. And then you're going to be receiving automatic text messages and emails as everything is being processed. And the last thing we're going to do is just do the terms and conditions, which is going to be exactly what I told you. It outlines everything. You can, let me actually make sure it first sends it over to you so I can just go over those with you real quick. Let me make sure. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send you over a text message right now. Just give me 1 second. And it's just going to be a link that I need you to open up. Not that. Oh, there we go.
I see that.
Yeah, I'm about to send it to you. Okay, I just sent it over to you. It just says mylocalsplash.com, and then it says slash terms, and it has your phone number. If you can click on that link real quick, it goes over what we are going to do for you, which is going to be that optimization on your Google business profile, your website that I included in there as well, no extra cost, directory submissions. I'll go over with that with you tomorrow to see what you would like, if you would like to add yourself to any of those directories. We're going to run Facebook ads for your business. It also goes over what we charge you, which is just the $299, and what we will charge you. You can always put your service on pause if you get really busy. We don't charge you either. Just call us 3 days before your billing is due, your cancellation that you can cancel anytime. The only thing I need you to do is please click on those two boxes and type your name exactly the way it looks with the capital letters, and then just click confirm.
Is it, do I have to put a middle initial on there? Because I can't find put an initial in?
Yeah, you got to just put the letter S, a capital S,
yep,
as well.
To make sure you did, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then for LaMonica, I did do capital M as well on there, so it'll have to be that way too. And when you click confirm, okay, yeah, it's going to take you directly into what's going to be your dashboard. Don't worry about that yet. We're going to get your username and password within the next 3 to 5 days, and we'll get those over to you. That's going to be basically the brains of everything. But as of right now, we are good. I'm going to send you over that email for your call tomorrow between 2 to 3. And as I did say, you have my contact info. So if you have any questions or anything before that, please feel free to call me directly. You can email me or text me, whichever one works best for you. Okay?
Well, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. And I'm canceling Angie's list. Oh.
Yeah, go cancel with them. All right, Robert. Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure. It really has. It's been a great conversation. I wish you luck out there. We'll speak tomorrow, okay?
Thank you so much, Laura, for your time and patience with me.
No, thank you. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Super.